coronavirus is having a huge impact on our lives, what comes next is the impact it will have on our deaths. Is your local funeral director ready for it? Can they handle an increase in numbers if that's what happens? And how are funerals being held under the current rules? What are they like? Paul Graham is president of the Australian Funeral Directors Association in Tasmania, as well as being a funeral director himself. Good morning to you, Paul. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joel. Good to talk to you.
Now, how are funerals being handled right now?
Well, there's another layer with the coronavirus, isn't there, that's placed upon funeral directors in how we are dealing with families. And I think it's just slowing the process and giving them an understanding of a framework, I suppose, with corona involved in the funeral industry. And there's been those limitations that government have placed on gatherings, as we all know, that sort of do limit it to 10 people. And then there's just the universal precautions you've got to place around the coronavirus itself. So there are questions that families are asked, just given the circumstances of corona in Tasmania, I suppose, amongst us, that we just want to be able to understand, you know, the family's exposure, or had there been any exposure, is there any evidence of that, those sorts of things. But in the majority of instances, funerals are dealt with, from that point of view, with limited contact with family. We need to be able to protect the group that are within the funeral industry and working with funeral directors in themselves. So where once upon a time a whole family had come in to arrange a funeral, perhaps it's a limited number of families, one or two people that are now coming in, and other family members are able to use Zoom or obviously any of these FaceTime or just even a phone call, you know, with another group that aren't able to be there with us but are able obviously to place input into the funeral, and things are conducted from that point of view.
Now, the funeral itself, only 10 people being allowed to gather, and plenty of people would have hundreds who'd want to turn up to sure. say farewell. So how are you handling that? Is technology coming in? Are you video broadcasting things?
Yeah, definitely, very much. Live stream's a big part of all the funeral industry here in Tasmania. So our members, as funeral directors, are all obviously utilising all this technology to allow people to be incorporated into the funeral while not being able to attend. But it's a difficult thing to sit with families in arranging a funeral and suggest, well, there are 10 people really that we can only have. And making those decisions is incredibly difficult, you know, and very hard as funeral directors to watch a family having to go through that. So I think, preceding, obviously, you know, what is a funeral arrangement, it's all those elements that you've really got to sit with a family and suggest, well, look, this is the impact of COVID-19 and these are the things we need to deal with preceding the conversations around the funeral. These are some of the government frameworks, and obviously then social distancing is a really big part of that. But, you know, families are very understanding, and look, from the general point of view, no one wants to put anybody in a position where you know, they're in harm's way or in any instance where obviously then the COVID could become something of an issue with a gathered crowd. So, and there are obviously those things that we just spoke about that are the technology to allow people to become a part of a funeral without being in attendance. So we're doing everything we can in those measures.
So have you become a dab hand at the camera work in the last couple of months, Paul?
There certainly is a couple of staff out there that are very good with cameras now, you might say. Joel, that's fair to say. I mean, but it is wonderful to have this technology. Mm. We've been holding funerals in remote areas, you know, from Kempton up into the Derwent Valley and down in Juneville. And, you know, the technology is just amazing, and it is something of a comfort that we can allow families to at least participate in that manner. So we're very lucky in that point of view.
Funerals are often a time for hugs and handshakes. It must feel kind of awkward to not be able to have that human contact at a time when you really feel you need it.
Yeah, it is. You know, the social distancing measures are there, and I suppose though the units within households, I mean, people congregate and live a life as a family at home, but it is difficult to. We're not the police by any means as funeral directors, and human nature by itself. People want to comfort a relative at the time of loss, and so those things are evident and out there. But there's a real conscious nature around that social distancing we have. So you know, once a funeral's set, I mean, of course, we need to, and all the funeral homes have chapels that the chairs are sitting distancing, and all those measures are placed. But families do come together and find some of those, at some of those times, things just are broken down, and families are certainly comforting each other, you know, the human spirit, that's really about at times of loss, yeah.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. I'm Joel Reinberger. Paul Graham is with us. He's Australian Funeral Directors Association President for Tasmania. There is the care of the body as part of what you take care of as a funeral director, Paul. How different is that now in terms of worrying about potential infection passing on?
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously government health guidelines that funeral directors receive, and obviously within the Australian Funeral Directors Association there is the Australian Institute of Embalmers, which is another group that are professionals that we work with that in fact prepare and deal with that very side of what is the viewing by them. But universal precaution is something that you always must have. Really, at the end of the day, the COVID virus is something that's unseen as anything in dealing with the preparation of a person for a family for viewing. But obviously, again, it's all the information you need to give family, just in the awareness of COVID, and that's obviously then for their safety and for the safety of our staff. We have all the PPE and those sorts of things that are necessary for the safe nature of being able to prepare someone. Families are still viewing relatives. So those impacts are something we're all obviously being aware of, and certainly something that we're keenly making certain that we're doing the right thing around. But it's really on as it goes. There's not been a lot of change.
Is the industry ready for bigger numbers should that happen?
I would say so. I think really it's the handling. I suppose I can only speak from the Tasmanian base of it, but yes, we have, I will say, at this point in Tasmania, the impact has been obviously sadly within the state, but it's certainly something that our funeral directors are dealing with very well. I think the government's doing a very good job in respect of the handling of COVID-19. They talk of those numbers and the escalating numbers. Look, I don't know. Obviously, looking forward as to what those numbers will do, but I have a tremendous sense that we'll be fine. We are, as a president in Tasmania, obviously I have weekly meetings on a national level with various other funeral directors and those presidents of other states of Australia, and those funeral directors are all coping. Everybody is coping in respect of the national impact, I suppose, of COVID-19 on the funeral industry. So I don't have any concerns from this point.
You normally deal with people at some of the worst days of their lives, and this is an added kind of layer of stress on top of that. How are your people coping with the extra stress of the moment?
Yeah, there is. You're very right. I mean, internally, our staff we're an amazing unit of people, and the funeral industry is a small number, really, when you consider looking at Tasmania as a whole. But we're incredibly close as a unit of people, and we do talk, obviously internally with ourselves. I mean, the information out there is in abundance. You've almost got to be careful with how much information that's out there. But you take every day as it comes. I suppose you only deal with everything on a case-by-case basis, day by day. But overwhelmingly, the funeral directors I speak for personally in my own business, have been doing this a long time, and they're obviously they're amazing people. They're really wanting to help, and certainly they're doing a very good job of that.
Paul Graham, good to speak to you this morning.
Thank you.